Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you Mibin Cholot Yerushalayim is daf Samachei. And we're holding on the second line, and we're continuing along with various things that is mutter, even though it's a little bit shocking on the surface. It's mutter, the next case in the Mishnah was, to go out with moch sheba'ozna. And I even mentioned to you yesterday that that would mean, apparently, that you need not remove that moch if you go to the mikveh. At least that's how Reb Moshe Zatzal is medayin for the Mishnah, because otherwise we should ask her, maybe she'll be metal to it. Anyway, Tani Rabbi Bar Choma, the only time that we say this is Vahusha Kashur Bozna. This is only if it is actually attached to the ear so that it doesn't fall off. But if it falls off, then once again we're choshesh that she may pick it up and carry it before she actually gets it put in. Something which often happens to when things fall, you don't realize it. You're walking. You know, you walk with them for a while. If it would fall off, she would pick it up and walk along with it while she's putting it in. She can also walk out wearing something in her sandal. Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel, Vahusha Kashurla Besandala. This is only if it's actually attached, because otherwise it could fall off of her sandal. Now here too, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah that if the way we have our sandals, as in his days there was sort of a rim around the footbed of the sandal, but shoes, certainly, it can't fall out. If it's tight in there, there's no way they can fall out, so it doesn't literally need to be kashur. We're going to see later on in the sugya that there might have been grounds to think that even tight it needs to be kashur. Ubemoch sheet ki na la la nidata ani lo yodei mu yodei eich lasot et zeh kiner shona shabatsa. Ubemoch sheet ki na la la nidata shama Rami Bar Chama lemeimar vahu shekshura la ben yerechoteha. So the next case that we had that was similar to this, we had one case of the moch that was there in order to prevent water from getting in or from absorb leakage from a broken eardrum in her ear. The moch sandala is important for her to be able to, either because she's got bunions or blisters or just as in general, a footbed that allows you to go midrasim, some type of orthotic. And the moch sheet kinalin data would be a sanitary napkin. So Rami Bar Yechezkel had said about the moch shebozna, the moch shebesandala, that they need to be absolutely certain that it can't loosen. So he thought that the same thing is true of a sanitary napkin, that tsu shekshura kshurala ben yerechotea, that they used to have ages ago before they used to have this rubber panty that would hold a sanitary napkin in place. So it would have to be actually tight. Said Rava, no, it does not apply to that, because afa pishenu kashurla, given the moy slatala to ye, if in fact it loosens, she's not going to pick it up, because it's disgusting. And therefore, you don't have to worry about carrying it. How about if astala beit yad? How about if there actually is a device where you slip in a new sanitary napkin? You could pick up the old one without actually coming into contact with the used one. So then, might you indeed pick it up? Mahu. It's still mutar. Itmanani om Reb Nachman bar Hoshaya om Reb Yochanan astala beit yad mutar. It would still be mutar even in a beit yad. It's not the contact, it's the very idea that is disgusting to her. She's not going to pick it up. Reb Yochanan nafik bula bei midrasha. Now Reb Yochanan would go out to the Beit HaMidrash wearing these emoch in his ears. He had a lot of problems with leakage from his ears. So he would put in a moch on Shabbat, he would wear it, would go out to the Beit Midrash, and it was not tied. That's one approach. Since it wasn't tied, they held it was also. We're going to ask, what does he do with the braita that we were bringing? Rabbi Yanai walked out to a Carmelite, and all Chachmei Doro were against it. Chalukinov called Doro. The only time that we were matir a woman to go out is if it was attached tightly to her ear. So how could Rav Yochanan walk out without its being attached? To which the Gemara answers, it depends how tight it is. Rav Yochanan's was tight, and therefore he held. You don't need for it to actually be attached. Now that's one approach. So according to that, the need for the Rambam, or even the right of the Rambam, to suggest that Bizman Hazeh, the way that shoes are made, there's no problem of an orthotic of some kind falling out, so then it would be very borur. Now, there's an opposite approach. The opposite approach is that you'll notice that it says that Rabbi Yani went out to Carmelite, Rabbi Yochanan went out to the Beit Midrash. Mashba, that he was careful not to go out into the Rishot Rabbi. He only went to something that was somach lebeit or the Carmelite. Mashba, the elder, was osir. In this Lashon, which Rashi brings from Rabbi Halevi, so there it would mean that they were arguing with him about why he held it was osir Rishot Rabbi. It shouldn't even be osir Rishot Rabbi. That was the question. It was exactly the opposite. And that's why we were asking. We answer that even though Rabbi Yochanan was kashur, it wasn't tight. It doesn't have to be kashur, it has to also fit in tightly. Okay, two very different approaches. The next thing that we had was, remarkably, that you're allowed to go out sucking on something that is for bad breath, or for maybe a sore throat, or whatever. As long as it was something, obviously, that is mutar on Shabbos. So you can, there's not a problem with carrying it. So the pilpil, what about galgal melach? Now, pilpil, why would she be sucking on a pilpil? That would be for Reach Afeh. And the galgal melach, that would be for Durshini, which would be a tooth infection, a gum infection around the tooth. It's important to keep it salty. The chol davar shino tenet tetoch pil, or other things that you put in your mouth, like zangabila, ginger, or darzen, or cinnamon. And the next case that we had was... No, it would have to have a purpose, or it should be derech malbush. Right, like we said before, that you could carry a bandage, that type of thing. So over here, something that is there, mishum refuah, or we said even a kmiel, that's a an ayin hara, was considered to be derech malbush. Now, how about the shein totevet, shein shel zahav? The truth is, it's a little bit confusing. We brought one approach, Rashi's simplest approach, which was a shein totevet, which is a shein shel zahav, Rebbe Matir, which is a little weird, because, I mean, why would we repeat it? We should say shein totevet shel zahav. So actually, the other way of reading the Mishnah is that shein totevet goes back to the previous things, but shein shel zahav is a separate thing, and there it's a machloket. And what would be the machloket be? The pashtas, the machloket would be that the chachomim aser, because it is too clearly a strange thing in her mouth, and if people comment on it, she would take it out. Remarkably, the simple, the Pirush HaMishnayos with Rambam takes sometimes very simple approaches, which may not be upheld by the Gemara, and later on, as Masbir, as Rashi does the same thing often, is that the opposite is true. If it's a Shein Shel Zahav, it's very valuable, and it's rare that people can afford something like that, so remarkably, maybe we should take off to show it, which is very much not like the Gemara is going to say later. Omer Rabbi Zera. This Rebbe is Matir Lashon B'Shein Shel Zahav, but the Chachomim that Aser also are only Aser Shel Zahav, but Shel Kesef there's no machlokas on. It's not only Rebbe that's Matir; everybody is Matir because that the Pashtas is more similar to a human tooth, and therefore would not cry out for her to remove. She wouldn't be embarrassed by it. Kol Shekin, an actual human tooth or something that's colored like a human tooth, for sure everybody would be mode is mutter. Tanya Ami Aki. Sorry?
Dentures.
Yeah, for sure. So Tanya Ami Aki, Bishal Kesev, Divri Hakom Mutar, Shazahav, Vizimach Lokas, Rabbi Matir, Vachomim Mosri. Omar Abaye, you should know that we have three shitot in three different sugyas that we have discussed so far in this parak, that all agree to the basic yisod, that we don't have to worry about something being removed that is embarrassing on any level. We have Rebbe, we have Rebbe Eliezer, we have Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. Kulos Firlu, they all agree that kol midi d'mingei bar, anything which would cause her to be looked down upon, lo atyeh lach, lo yeshi, is not going to show. Rebbe was this case, where we say Rebbe is matir, people don't take out false teeth. Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya Rebbe Eliezer, poter the kovelet, ubitzluchicho plaiton. So because she's wearing something which is an indication that she has body odor, what's she going to show off her beautiful little deodorant container? I mean, come on. And Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanya, klal amar Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, kosher lamata, minasivacha yotzavo. that anything that would require her to loosen her hat in order to take out, and that was a sheet that we had earlier, Lagabini Kipa Shel Tzemer, that's not a problem because she's not going to embarrass herself by loosening her hat, and therefore it's not a problem of her slipping it out. Anything that's lamala min asivacha, and over there there's a possibility that she would take it off, in a yotzah. But as you see, there may be different reasons, meaning one, the uncovering of hair, I mean, that's not a particular issue. And the question of that she doesn't smell good, that's very particular. And the issue of a false tooth, that's not quite as embarrassing, but in any event, they all have the same basic yisod. Continues the Eilat Mishnah. Yotzah, she can also walk out wearing a sela, she'al hatzinit. Now we're going to see a tzinit is a planter's wart, and very difficult to get rid of on the bottom of the foot. And what they used to do is wear a coin. And the Gemara is going to talk about what use the coin is for this thing. But anyway, it would be mutter, therefore, to go out wearing this. And abanot ktanot are allowed to be yotzot bechutin. As we said before, the preferred pshat over here is that in order to keep the holes for their earrings open, we just made their holes, they don't wear earrings all the time. So they would put in various threads in order to keep the hole from closing. That's not something that's considered to be particularly beautiful that she's going to take off to show her friends. It's not exactly a pretty earring with a little princess on the side or a shiny piece of glass on it. And because of that, there'd be no kashat. Even for that matter, if it's kismin, even if it's little pieces of wood, where over there you think, gosh, that's not derech malbush at all, is it? But the truth is, it's something that is the derech to go out because it's a shimush of the goof. That is the meaning of malbush, even though it's not a takshik, and that would still be okay. Women who live in Arab countries can go out wearing a burqa. So arviot, meaning Jewish women, obviously, in Arab countries, are yotzot ru'ulot. People who live in Madai, women who live in Madai, they used to go out prufot. Prufot is something similar. It's like a talis type of affair, where one side is weighed down by something that you wrap, let's say a rock or a coin or some nuts. So you wrap one side to make it heavy, and then that side hangs down across your shoulder, pulls the scarf tight, and the other side is clipped around the neck. So that was the way that they would walk. And over there, even though you're carrying something in it, but that carrying is something that is there as part of the malbush. It's not considered to be something extra. Later, the Gemara is going to ask whether you're allowed to play games and put stuff in there that you'd like to have at the other end. So you're carrying around the nuts for the afternoon's picnic. Is that mutter or not? We're going to discuss the question of haroma to get things out. And the truth is that, of course, as we saw earlier, we aren't really mechalik that it's dafke in place A or place B. Same thing we said about the roim before, that they can go out with sackcloth. But anybody can. Same thing would be true over here, kol adam. The reason we talk about arviot, about the yot, is because we always take as our model the people who do this. But it doesn't mean that it's limited by that particular location. This is a type of malbush. What's more is she can even be porefet ala evan, viala egos, viala matbea. She can wrap the evan, egos, or matbea. As we said, that's part of the deal. You wrap this thing. Now, this is mashma even on Shabbos. So the next words don't make sense. As long as she doesn't wrap it, she doesn't put the coin in it or the evan in it on Shabbos, that she cannot do. And Gemara's going to ask, you just said she can. Because in other words, we have three different points over here. Point number one is that you're allowed to go out wearing this kind of thing. Point number two is that you're allowed to actually be poreif. But then point number three is not on Shabbos. There's a problem with those last two. We can't say that the meaning of porefet is that you're allowed to walk out with the thing poruf, because that's what you said in the very first part of the Mishnah, that madayot and arviyot the yotzot. So nobody's going to be bothered by what appears to be a contradiction over here. Might tzinit. What exactly is a tzinit that she's allowed to go out wearing a sela, which is an actual coin? A tzinit is a bat ara, which is interesting because even in English, called the planter's wart. It's not so much, but bat ara.
I have one now.
Well, why don't you try a sela? Thank you for sharing
I didn't
that.
Know that the
there you go. You said, I have to wear a sela. Who, Mishnah Sela. Now, what's the point of wearing a Sela? I mean, look, a Sela, I mean, it's hard. But, I mean, is that the point? Koma did a kushi ma'amila, anything hard? So take a piece of, I don't know, hard chaspa, which is just a piece of cheres, piece of what do you say?
Pottery.
Ela mishum shukta. Is it because of the moisture that gathers in contact the metal with the skin? So then just make a tasa. What do you need a coin for? Just make a piece of metal and put it up. Is it because of the fact that it's engraved? And maybe that presses in some way, or maybe it's magical, I don't know. But is it bishum tsurata? So then just make a pulsa. I mean, you can make something engraved on a piece of wood, you know. Omer Abaye, you see, if the minhag is to use a sela particularly, that the Mishnah is meanwhile being merames, shmamina kulu ma'alin law. It's all three have an impact. So the fact that it's metallic, the fact that it's hard, and the fact that it's engraved, maybe pressed, you know, pressure in different fashions at different moments, all of that is good for dealing with this wort. Now, in general, you could allow the little girls to go out with chutin to keep the earring hole open, but Avuah d'Shmuel's father did not allow his girls to go out that way. The Gemara is going to talk about these three Hanhogas that he was makbid on with his girls. First of all, lo shavik lo venati denafke b'chutin. He did not allow his girls to walk out wearing these little threads. And one's going to ask why not if the Mishnah says b'fresh is mutter. Lo shavik lo genin gabi hadori. He did not allow his girls to sleep with each other. And avid lo mikvaot b'yuminisan umatzpe b'yumetishre. That will, again, we're going to get to all three of these things. He made mikvaot during Nisan period, which was right after the Gishamim. So he didn't allow his daughters to go to a mikvah in the Nahar Prat, which is where everybody would go. And during Tishrei, although they would go, you might Tishrei to Nahar Prat, since he was afraid of the mud that would be a chatzitza, he put down mats on the bottom for them to stand on so they wouldn't get filthy. Let's take this one by one. Lo shavik lo yotzot b'chutin. He didn't allow his daughters to walk out with these little bits of just thread to keep the holes in their earrings open. I mean, how does he argue in the Mishnah? Manatzan, habanot yotzot b'chutin. Yes, but that's because Avuah d'Shmuel didn't just use any old chutin. But not that Avuah d'Shmuel, he used very beautiful colored, you know, like they sell now with the bracelets with the colored threads and so on. And that was Tzivonim Havu, and that was sort of a fad. So he was afraid that they would take it off and compare colors with their friends, and that would end up they would carry on Shabbat. Further, Lo Shavik Lo Ganin Gabi Hadori, he didn't allow them to sleep with each other. Now, assuming, as we ought to, that that's because he was afraid that they would get sexually involved with each other, is there something wrong with that? Does that mean that he holds of Rav Huna? Misayele Rav Huna, the Om Rav Huna, Nashima Misololot Zo Vezo, that women who practice lesbian practices so that they actually go through motions of copulation with one another, are Psulot Lekuna, they're considered not to really be Betulot, because they're partially exposed to sexual activity, and therefore Kohen Gadol, obviously there's no Kohen Gadol during the time of Shmuel, but Rashi learns, but what that would mean is that since it was a derech of znus, if it was enough znus to pass over for Kohen Gadol, so Shmuel held that it wasn't derech eretz to allow his daughters to practice lesbianism. That's how Rashi learns, that it's a problem of Urach Ara. The Rambam learns that it would be, and it's difficult from the sugya, that it would be a problem of, if they're actually lesbians, it's a problem of Maaseret Mitzrayim, who would put, you know, that would be common activity, and people would just have fun with each other in that way. So that would mean that Lechora, the Gemara should have brought that, if there really was a chash, this was an activity. Okay. But that's how the Shulchan Aruch baskets as well. For Ovidlu, by the way, Tosfos learns that it wasn't in terms of a Kohen Gadol, and therefore there's no problem there not being a Kohen Gadol, but rather it was a din in the Zayna, which would pass for a Kohen Hedyot. Some understand that to be Asa Azona. But then it would be literally to pass for Kahuna. Answers the Gemara, no, that is not the problem. He did not worry about that. He just didn't want them to get used to always having another body close by. Because if they would get used to always having another body, then they would search for a man before they're married. And that he didn't want. So, and that would lead them into something that really would be usher. And the third thing he did was made mikvaot, so that they wouldn't go to the mikveh in the Harprat after the rainy season. And he also made, as we'll talk about in detail later on, maybe the Mafsi, made these little mats during the winter in order that they shouldn't get dirty. What was that all about? Misayeya leil Rav. Apparently, this is a raya to Rav. Rav says, Mitra, the Maharava, Sahara Rabba Prat. If you want to take a look at how much rain has fallen, it's come down in Eretz Yisrael, you can judge that by the level of Nahar Prat, which means that the watershed of much of Eretz Yisrael is coming down to Nahar Prat, and therefore the Nahar Prat, if there's a lot of water there, it's coming directly from the Gishamim and Eretz Yisrael. The problem is that May Gishamim are not able to be Mitayer while they're moving. They have to be in a mikveh. And a Nahar is only kosher as a mikveh if it is mostly the water of the Nahar itself and not water added from rain at the time. So therefore he held, we're afraid that there's going to be too much rainwater, so he made the mikvaot. So Sova, therefore, Sova shola yubu hanotvim ala zochlim. He was afraid that there would be more rainwater, notef is water that drips, and then the water that is flowing from the actual mekor of the river. Upliga deshmuel. In this, he argues at his own son, Avu Adishmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Nahara Mikipe Mivrech. Shmuel held that the water that you see, even if it's coming up, as Tosfos explains, it's coming up obviously because of rainfall. You could actually measure the difference in the height of the river, is not coming up mostly from the rain that flows directly into the river. It's coming up through strengthening of the underground sources of the river itself. So obviously it's ultimately rainwater, but that has nothing to do with the halacha of Zochlin. Once Zochlin is turned into something that comes from the actual water table, then it's considered to be not rainwater, but nahar water. So what would be the chashash, yirbu anotvim ala Zochlin, if the main source is always going to be the kippa, the source of the river itself? As a matter of fact, Shmuel himself contradicts himself in this, because the water that you can rely on around here to be metayer, which is flowing, would only be the prat biyume tishrei, when it hasn't rained for a long time, and now it's the end of the dry season, you can be certain that there's no problem of rainwater in the prat. Mashma that Shmuel was koshish for rain, and Shmuel said before that Nahar Mikipe Mivrech, you don't have to worry about the rain. L'maisa the Ran is befarat that Shmuel was going aliba the shittas of those who argue on her. So he was saying, according to you, there would be no Naharas. But in any event, Avuah de Shmuel clearly held that you need to be makban on this.
Why did he go to the mikvah?
Sorry, English?
Were they single? Were they young girls? Why do they go?
Everybody goes to the mikvah. What's the matter with you? You're not a modern man? They were makbid on women being nidais. But anyway, people were makbid. There were people who were makbid on direct contact with nidas, or even those who were eichelchulin on some level of tyra. But anyway, when it says his daughters over here, it doesn't have to mean that they were young daughters anymore. Obviously, the little girls anyway weren't nidas. So when we were talking about daughters, they were already teenagers. And teenagers, it means that they were probably married. Okay, the maftzi, the Gemara doesn't go through over here, but also the Gemara says that the reason for the maftzi is because of a chashash of getting thick mud on the feet, and thick mud wouldn't allow, even though regular mud allows water to penetrate, thick mud can get stuck on you. We know we have that problem very often with, especially nowadays, with oily deposits, and so they're almost impossible to get off. That's mamish echatzitza. Then the Mishnah says, remember, three things. First of all, arviyot can be yotzot, and madayot, yotzot, prufot. So the madayot, yotzot, prufot, it means they can walk with it on Shabbat. Then it says porefet. So I mean, it's a porefet. It's got to mean you can create the prefa by wrapping it around something. Then you say, but not on Shabbat. So then what's the point? That you can walk with it? You said that in the Reisha. So there seems to be a contradiction. First you said, Amrit Resha Porefet, that she can be Porefet, then you said she can't be Porefet. Rabbi, whoa. There's two different issues over here. What we're saying is, even though we said you can be Porefet, obviously you got to worry about the thing being Mukta. So suppose you set aside a stone before Shabbat. That's okay, you can set aside stones. But how about a coin? You say, I am going to use that coin to be Porefet on Shabbat. A coin is too kosher to be mitbatel agabe mukta just by saying I'm going to use it. And therefore, unless she actually was Porefet with it before Shabbat, it remains a coin, and a coin is a coin is a coin, and you can't touch it on Shabbos, even to be Porefet. So Abam Rabaye, Seifa Ata'an Lemadbeya. Boy Abaye. Suppose you're walking with a young child, with a toddler, and you're going to the park. Now, toddler needs peanuts. Otherwise, toddler are going to make lots of noise on Shabbat. So can she pretend, so to speak, I mean, she's really using it, but the point is, she wants to use peanuts to be Porefet with, so that when she gets to the park, she can take out the peanuts and feed toddler. Is that considered to be harama? Now, we know there's a problem with harama. It's a machloket about harama. The place of the machloket is when there's a fire. When there's a fire, do we allow you to put on way more than you would normally wear and walk out with it in order to save your clothing on Shabbat? You walk into the house, you put on five different coats, and you'd never do that. You walk out with the coat. So there it's a machloket whether you're allowed to be ma'arim. Here says the Gemara, I want to know, Tanya's Abaye, is this the same machloket that we have by Harama for Adlak? And I say, you can see this in both directions. Tiboy l'man diomar ma'arimin, tiboy l'man diomar ein ma'arimin for Adlak. We can ask this question on those who hold, you're allowed to be ma'arim in a fire, and we're also able to ask this according to the other shita. Tiboy l'man diomar ma'arimin bidlak. The man diomar who holds, if there's a fire in the house, you can put on a lot of clothing, walk out with it, even though you don't really need that clothing. Because over there, perhaps the reason we allow it is because ilo sharitele ati lechavuye. We have a concept of adam bahul al mamono. Bahul al mamono means the pressure of the monetary loss, in this case from a fire, may lead him to do things that otherwise he would realize he's not allowed to do. But over here, he's in a state of panic. And the panic, he's not thinking correctly. And not thinking correctly, he'll come back and put out the fire. So you need to give him an outlet. Okay, you're panicking. What do? Put on all your clothes. That's better than putting out the fire, obviously. Even though normally we wouldn't be matir to be ma'arim. But over here, we're matir you. Or I could look at the other way. I could say, and in this case, of course, a toddler's potential screaming doesn't cause panic. It's only the actual screaming. O Dilma, afilu l'man diomar ein ma'arim in bidleika. How about the man diomar says, no, you can't do that in a fire. Maybe over there it's because, remember that we had the din of mochrek suit. Mochrek suit would put on 20 different suits. And then they would show them. You like this one? No. How about this one?
Watches.
And so on. So, exactly. How about a watch? No, I paid full price for these watches. So, over there, since it's derech hotza'a b'kach, people will actually carry this way. So, it's not considered to be derech malbush. It should be derech hotza'a. So, over there, we're makbid. But over here, it's not derech hotza'a, it's derech malbush to wear perhaps. Maybe everybody would be made it. Avalocha ein derech hotza'a b'kach. Ema shaper dummy, maybe in this case it would be 100% okay according to everyone. Take them. That question stands. Uvmok shebo oznat anim rami barech eskel vushe kashur bo oznat. Mumok shebo sandalat anim rami barech vushe kashur la besandalat. In this case also, it has to be kshurala ben yirchoteha. Amar Rav, no. In this case not, because Abba Bishan Kashula, even if it would fall off, given the ma'isolati li'ituye, but I mean in Rabbi Yirmeh and Rabbi Abba, how about if astala bet yad ma'u, which allows contact without muse? Omar Le, it's still mutter. It manami arvinach baroshaya, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, astala bet yad, even so it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan would be nafak lula be midrasha with his earplugs, v'chalukin alav chavirat, either because it wasn't kashur, or because it was kashur, so why did he not want to go to the you should rabim as well, just like Rabbi Yana was lafik only to a Carmelite. V'chalukina laf kol doro. V'tani rami v'yecheska v'husha kashur la bozna, and then it would be mutter according to the second pshat. Or if it isn't kashur, it's aser. Lo kasha de mahadei kadalo mahadei. But pilpul be galgal melach pilpul, why for that perechape? Galgal melach, that would be for dorshini. So it would be a problem of the gums with bleeding or whatever. Dor shini, the shinayim in dari, the shinayim along their gum.
So is it a refuah?
Kol davar shenotan totoch piha zangabila or dartsuna, cinnamon, shen totevet, shen shel zahav, Rabbi Matir v'chachamim osrim, omer Rabbi Zera lo shenu elo shel zahav, avo b'shel kesev, divrei akum mutar, tanya miyachi, b'shel kesev, divrei akum mutar, it's similar to human teeth, shel zahav, Rabbi Matir v'chachamim osrim. Amar Abaye, there are three shitot, Rabbi, Rabbi Yezer, criminal lazer, that all kulosvirlo de chomidid began yaba lo atya la akvuye. Rabbi, we just said about the teeth, Rabbi Yezer, the tani Rabbi Yezer, potirpikovelo psulkishal plaiton, which is embarrassing to admit to body odor, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the tani klalom, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, kosh lamata min asvacha yotzabo, because she won't uncover her hair, lamala min asvacha ina yotzabo. Yotza b'sela shalatzinit habanot aktanot yotzot pechutin afilo b'kismin shebozniya. Women who live in lands of arviyot yotzot ru'ulot madiyot prufot. Truth is, of course, kol adam ela shedibru chachamim behove. Pulperet ala even v'ala egoz v'ala madbeya ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- ara. Umajna sela. Meilana ko mirida kushimala, so then make a chaspa. Is it because of the shuchta? So then make any kind of metallic piece against the skin makes the same moisture. Now let me shum tsurata, lava la pulsa. Omra baya shmamina kulu malin laim. That's the way to go. Habanot yotzot bechutin. But Avod Shmuel, Lo Shemek Vudavidati the Nafke Bechutin, and he didn't even allow them to be Ganiyin Gabi Adadi, and Avigilu Mikvot Biyomi Nisan, Umavti Biyomi Tisha. So Lo Shemek Vudavidati Bechutin, how did he argue in the Mishnah? Tana Banot Yotzot Bechutin. But not that Avod Shmuel had very colorful Tzvinavi, there he was afraid that they would take them out to show. Lo Shavik Ganin Gabi Adodi, does that mean that he holds like Ravuna? The Om Ravuna Nashima Mesololotzo Bezo are Psulotakuna, therefore he held it was Znut, according possibly to Tosfos, or according to Rashi, definitely wasn't Znus, but at least it was not considered to be the Archeretz, even though there was no Kohen Gadol Bizmano. No, it's a different issue. Samakechro Lilfan Gufa Nuchra. The Avilu Mikva Biyominis Misaylil Rab, the Amarab Mitra Bimaharova Sahara Rabba Prat. And therefore, Savashal Yubuanotvim Allah Zochalim. But in this, Avud Shmuel argues on his own son Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, even if it's true that there's more water in there, Nahara Mikipe Mivracha, not from direct rain. Uplike Didei Adidei Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Enamai Matarim Bezochalim, Ela Prat Biyomatishri Bilvad, where you don't have to worry about Shema Yubuanotvim Allah Zochalim. Porefet Allah Evin, Vamat Resha Porefet, and then you say, not Porefet. On Shabbat, Om Rabbi Sefer Talamad Beyaboy Abay Yishamar Shatarim VeTifrov Al HaEgoz Lotzilav Nakatan B'Shabbat. Tiboy Laman Yom Marim In Deka. Tiboy Laman Yom Rein Barim In Deka. Tiboy Laman Yom Marim In Deka. Tamudi Lo Sherite Atelechavuye. Avalochi Lo Sherite Lo Atilafuke. Odiom Afil Laman Yom Rein Barim In Deka. Hatam Derechotz Abakach for people who are Mochrik Sut. Avalacha Ein Derechotz Abakach Hema Shapir Domi Teku.